Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Ever wonder what the USDA certified organic label on your food stands for? Or what the difference is between organic and all natural? You might be surprised. Visit stonyfield.com to understand what organic means and why it's really worth it. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
The beluga is known as the white whale because of its color, and the sea canary because of its high-pitched songs. The beluga's prey for polar bears, killer whales, and Arctic people, and it's under threat from pollution and industrial development. The population down by half in just 15 years. Hudson Bay in Canada is one of the last strongholds of the beluga, and it's there that writer Mark Seth Lender got up close and personal with a snow-white whale.
From the crow's nest, Hudson Bay is all aglow, green as the land. Plowed by flukes and pectoral fins, the surface churns in lazy, furrowed rows. The hours grow short. The day drifts. The season of sun is coming to an end. There she blows, white whale. We tack toward the spray. Less than a fathom down, herded close in the wavy light that bathes their spouts and warms their bones, steady and slow, on the black ground of the sea, calved from snow and floating ice, these are the full-grown. Between them, all in gray, are the young and the very young who cling at the breast that is full as a world. From the low boat I watch whales rove, their backs rise like half-moons, and their spray rainbows. There she sounds. Hudson Bay, opaque blue, rough as a cooper's file. Weather crowds her now, a hard peace abounds. In hood and dry suit I tumble in. I am patient, face buried in the coal cellar dark of water. Only the perilous emptiness now, not one whale. It is said if you sing to the whale, whales will come and sing in reply. I give them opera and drowned tones, and as the notes drift down, shadows play below, and at the second stanza I am surrounded, and if I stop they leave, and if I sing they stay, and now sing back to me. Then, with no warning, as if to mark and take my measure, a whale takes the fingers of my right hand gentle into her mouth and lets me go. Now the Arctic winter sets and the pack ice grows thick as rock, pressure ridged into giant loaves, and I think of that parting kiss and wonder if she dives to great depth and with that same mouth rips squid pod from limb and tears the codfish from his fins or swallows them whole. Or is she now among the eyeless carcasses I've seen, belugas stripped of their fat and the meat left to rot on the bone?
Mark Seth Lender is the author of Salt Marsh Diary, A Year on the Connecticut Coast. There's an underwater video of the belugas Mark encountered at our website, loe.org.